But we seen the body bag on the news. We seen it. My mama had just said, I feel for that parent or whoever family member that is that's on that body bag. It happened to be my brother. The other day, that dad just saw him. Well, he had sickle cell anemia too. He came through. He's like, bro, I don't feel good, bro. I'm going to go to the crib. I said, well, go to the crib. Go lay down, bro. So he put it, came back home and he was telling us, you know, I'm coming back home, bro. We're supposed to watch the new Power Rangers movie. So, but to come back home, watch that, you know, he'd be back in 1 hour. And my mama had got the phone call, some other brother was in trouble. I'm still waiting for the hour to come. It's hard when you grew up with somebody that from being from a child on up, that been with your side 24/7 to seeing them lay up in the casket. It's just so much I gotta take as being the oldest brother. And you got younger brothers and sisters that's younger than you. Everything reflect on me now since the second oldest is gone. Milwaukee said it was a drug deal gone bad. Which is it wasn't. It was same thing. People in the community can't ever get a job for themselves, want to take what everybody else got in. My uncle's bus, the survivor, he got hit chest, hand, and lower back. So I just thank God every day I still got one of my brothers. I miss my brother a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to hold in. It's a lot to talk about. But I believe I lost my brother too early. It ain't no way that we should have crime rates higher than Chicago. And it's crazy because this ain't the first time, man. Well, I went through. I had other brother that lost his life through gun violence before. Maybe it was going to be 4 years now. It's crazy. My other brother, after my brother got murdered, we had to rush to his house because he tried to commit suicide. It's just crazy. I'm just, you know, I love my city, love my state. You know, it's just something got to give. You know, like I said, it's something got to give. If you got beef, man, you got any kind of fight, it ain't worth it, man. It's not worth it. It's not worth getting killed or going to jail over. It's not only that you got police killing us. Then we got other people, community walks killing us at the same time. I wish I could meet the woman that was out there with my brother that night when he got hit, because she said that she was really trying to save his life. She's out there at my brother's final time. It's kids getting guns now. So I think we got more communities open, you know what I'm saying? More communities. Like, when I was going to this Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, you know what I'm saying? The neighborhood like this, we did stuff. It all, mama, grandma, told me to take a village to raise a child. I think the issue, the most issue with these guns is the drug problems, too. Most people I know that I was growing up with, they either in jail or dead. I'm not going to be no jail cell. And I'm not trying to get hit by no bullet, hopefully, if God willing.